Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. Well, strap in, folks, because we're in for quite the intelligence briefing today. It's an end-of-year tour de raison with one of the smartest guys, most serious players in the Washington national security scene, a man of many parts, in fact, and we're going to talk about a number of those parts, with Dr. James Carafano. He is the vice president for the Catherine and Shelby Cullom Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. He also serves there as the E.W. Richardson Fellow. Among his voluminous works, you can find his latest book, Wiki at War, Conflict in a Socially Networked World. In the course of a distinguished military career, starting with his graduation from West Point, he rose to the rank of lieutenant colonel in the United States Army, with service in Europe, Korea, and the United States. He was a speechwriter, as a matter of fact, interestingly enough, for the Army Chief of Staff, among other positions. He has been at Heritage since about 2003 and earned a doctorate from Georgetown University, my alma mater, and has been, as I say, a really extraordinary colleague and ally in the fight for what I think of as the war for the free world. Jim Carafano, thank you so much for taking a full hour to talk with us about what's going on in the world of homeland and national security and so much more. Thank you for your time, sir. Good to have you with us.
Good to be with you.
I'd like to start with something that I saw you circulated, I believe, maybe last week, that is a good sort of end-of-year summation of the kinds of things that you as the sort of poobah on national security at the Heritage Foundation have been sponsoring and getting done, a real panoply of products that are of tremendous value to those of us who are trying to track and make sense of what's happening to the national security at the moment. Maybe you could talk a little bit about some of these offerings and how people can find them, Jim.
Well, all of our stuff is on heritage.org. And actually, I think the easiest way to find something is just Google it, right? So you go write Heritage and then whatever you're looking for, and odds are it'll take you right to it because they do a great job with the keyword searches and all. I think the most important and relevant thing that actually came out this year was a paper we did called The Challenge for the Next President, Reversing the Decline in U.S. Power. And what that really is kind of a strategy for the next president for the first 4 years. And I think there's two important elements of that. One is the focus is on what are the parts of the world where we really kind of have to get things right, where if we want to protect our interests, not just here at home, but around the world, where do we really have to make sure that we're not making missteps? And we talk about Europe, the Middle East, and Asia. Europe is still the transatlantic community is still vitally important for security and prosperity. The great that they're in Russia, dealing with that is got to be high on us. It's remarkable that 8 years ago, if we said the stability of Western Europe is in doubt, people would just look at you and they blink. But now, with refugees and the euro crisis and the Ukraine crisis, it's the future of Europe is in doubt. Middle East is the worst it's been, right, since Jimmy Carter or early 70s. And of course, the U.S. competition with China and Asia is critically important. So focusing on those threes and looking not just at the threats, so, Russia, Iran, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, China, North Korea, but also looking at who are the countries that we should be working with and linking arms with. That's a really important paper.
Let me ask you to pause there for just a second, because I do want to make sure we get sort of a foundational question addressed right up front, Jim Carafano, and that is, has there unquestionably been, in your judgment and that of your colleagues at the Heritage Foundation, a decline in U.S. power?
Oh, absolutely, and it's quantitative, right? It's not something we could sit back and argue about. In virtually every quantitative measure, you can argue that we are worse off than we were 7 years ago. Transnational terrorism is probably the easiest. Terrorists hold more ground today than they did hold it years ago. More people die from terrorist attacks than there were 8 years ago. There are more terrorist groups. They have more money. There are more terrorist plots than there have ever been. So by every quantitative measure on that, but I think that's true across the board. If you look at Europe, the Middle East, or Asia, you would argue, I think, and if you had Democrats and Republicans in the room, I think you would equally hear people say, yeah, we get that. Matter of fact, I remember last year, we did the State of the Union address. I did a panel. It was two prominent conservatives, two prominent progressive analysts, and we all agreed that foreign policy was getting worse. That was a year ago, and arguably we had one of the worst years in foreign and defense policy that we've had in a long time.
Let me ask you before we turn to some of the other products, Jim, one other question. I spend a lot of time on this program talking about one other part of the world that I think is of very, very considerable importance to us, certainly economically and arguably increasingly security-wise as well. Did you touch on Latin America in this overall study, or was that not one of the top three and therefore didn't make the cut?
You know, we didn't. I mean, it is important. You know, and if you look at the Western Hemisphere, for example, our number one trading partner is Canada. Our number two trading partner is Mexico. The rest of Latin America is kind of glued on the bottom of Mexico. So it is important from an economic standpoint. Certainly important from a security standpoint. There's all kinds of concerns: transnational criminal cartels, foreign influences, foreign terrorist influences. And we know there's a war going on in Latin America between countries that basically want to have communist socialist dictatorships and countries that want to have open free market economies. And among the many disastrous things in the last year was President Obama actually empowering Cuba to actually be a worse influence in the region. But in some ways, they are an extension of the other problems. So for example, a lot of things that's empowering this is connections with countries like Venezuela, with Iran and Russia. And so there are kind of extensions of that competition, and they are an issue of their own. So they're absolutely worth it. But here's the distinction is what we try to focus on is what are the three things that we know our government has to do. They have to protect the homeland, which does include border security. They have to ensure freedom of the commons, because that's how we all move goods and services around the world, and it brings peace and prosperity to everybody. And we have to be concerned about major regional conflicts that, if they spin out of control, can get us in very, very terrible places. You can have a war in Latin America. You can have a terrorist threat from Latin America. But if the Middle East melts down, if Western Europe collapses, those will be history-changing events.
Well, we can talk further about this as we get through some of the rest of your checklist, Jim Carafano. I do worry about a major meltdown in Latin America having refugee flows and consequences that could be quite problematic as well. But let's go back to something you talked about at the top, and that is the instability of Europe. And you've looked at this in a couple of different ways. You've got a paper on Russian strategy and more generally, sort of economic freedom that all bear on, as does your overall strategy. What's going on with Russia at the moment?
Yeah, I know. I think, you know, 2016 is going to be the year of the Euroskeptic. I think 2016 could actually see the beginnings of the collapse of the European Union. The British could vote to withdraw as early as this year. The new Polish government was just voted in, which is very Eurosceptic. I don't think that's necessarily bad for Europe. I actually think it might be healthy. But the EU coming apart in the face of a major threat from Russia is very concerning. And we simply need to look at Russia through fresh eyes. And then, so we did a comprehensive strategy on Russia. It's on our website, and it covers the entire aspect of the relationship, the political, military, economic, and everything. The big concerns in Russia, of course, are not just their military meddling, but also their expansive information, psychological, political warfare campaign, which includes everything from assassinations and bribery to things like RT. And so we said, look, this administration's tried to, for 7 years, pretend like the Russian reset's actually kind of working and this is not a problem. But I think we have to look at Russia as for what it is, which is a destabilizing influence on Western Europe that we have to be deeply concerned about. And how do we mitigate and mitigate that threat. And that's what that strategy really tries to do.
Hold the thought. We're going to be right back with more of our hour-long conversation with Dr. James Carafano of the Heritage Foundation. We'll talk about Russia, its ambitions, a strategy that the Heritage Foundation has developed for countering them, and whether, in fact, as our guest argues, Vladimir Putin's days are numbered. That and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.